The New York Times has a new investigation into President Donald Trump's tax returns from 1985 to 1994 and found that his business lost more than $1 billion in that decade. The Times reported that it seems the president lost more money than any other individual in the United States over those 10 years. Those returns are not the ones that congressional Democrats are demanding he reveal, but they do suggest why Trump might not want eyes on his tax information. In the latest back and forth over President Trump's tax returns, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is refusing to comply with a request from House Democrats to hand over Trump's tax documents. The reason? Well, he says the request, quote, lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. For a legal perspective on tax transparency for presidents, we now go to George Yin, professor of law and taxation at the University of Virginia. George, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Can you remind us again, why are House Democrats requesting President Trump's tax returns? And they've been doing this now since the beginning, right?
Right. The main argument that the Chairman Neal, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has made is that he wants the returns to double check the IRS's auditing of President Trump's returns. Trump, as you know, has repeatedly said that he is under audit. And it, as it turns out, there have been problems in the past of the IRS's auditing of presidents. There was one very specific incident involving former President Nixon where the IRS, on its first audit, gave President Nixon a complete bill of tax health and even complimented him on how well he had prepared his returns. And then on second audit by two different organizations, the IRS again and the Joint Committee on Taxation staff, they determined that he actually owed almost $500,000 in additional tax and interest. So there has been a history of difficulty, which is understandable because there's a natural conflict of interest when an agency like the IRS has to audit someone who is, in effect, its boss. And so the Congress wants to take a look at that to make sure that the auditing is going appropriately.
Let's talk a little bit about Treasury Secretary Mnuchin's reasoning here behind his refusal to provide Trump's tax returns. He has used and invoked this phrase, legitimate legislative purpose. George, what does that mean?
Well, that essentially means a purpose that is within the constitutional responsibilities of Congress. And that's a phrase that has been used by a few court cases involving the enforcement of a subpoena. So when Congress issues a subpoena and the party that is subpoenaed refuses and the matter ends up in court, what the courts have done is they've looked at that to determine whether the investigation by Congress is within one of the constitutional responsibilities of Congress. The constitutional responsibilities are the two main ones, of course, of Congress are its lawmaking function and its oversight function. And in this case, Chairman Neal has in his letter invoked both of those explanations as reasons why he wants to get the returns.
George, does Congress have the right to presidential tax returns?
Absolutely, because of a law, again, that was enacted almost 100 years ago, remains in the law today, which specifically gives Congress that right as long as it makes a written request of it and specifically directs Secretary Mnuchin to provide the information that was requested. The law itself, the language of the law is very straightforward, and the background of the law would support a very plain reading of the law, not requiring Chairman Neal to provide any kind of justification or purpose, but simply to make a request.
George, this latest move by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin here, this seems to fit into a pattern of avoiding congressional oversight. What can you tell us about that? What are the legalities here?
Well, the legalities are a little bit different. So in some of the other issues that have arisen, such as the problems involving Attorney General William Barr, Congress is pursuing those issues through the subpoena process. Subpoenas are obviously part one of Congress's tools in exercising its general investigative power, well-known tool to use with some case law that defines what the parameters are.
The president has said repeatedly that he cannot release his tax documents because he's being audited. What do we know about that, and is that still the standing line?
As far as I know, it's a standing line, but, you know, he tends to change frequently. So I don't know what his latest line is. There is, in fact, nothing in the law that would prohibit him from disclosing his information, even if he were under audit. And as I indicated earlier, the ironic thing is that if, in fact, he is under audit, that actually gives Congress more of a reason to look at the returns and look at the auditing process because of the prior history of that activity.
We understand that there are different types of tax documents we're talking about when we talk about what the New York Times uncovered and what Congress is asking for. But does what the New York Times uncovered give us any indication about why the president and the Treasury Secretary would want to hide these documents from Congress?
I think the Times' story today is very interesting. Whether it, you know, provides a reason, I guess it still remains to be seen. Obviously, I only know the information that's in the story. Pretty much of the information in the story has been assumed by knowledgeable tax people over this period of time, simply because of the nature of the kind of business that he's been in. I think the numbers are rather startlingly high. That is, the amount of losses that he was reporting was very considerable, I think over $1 billion over the decade. And so that respect, I think the information was pretty revealing. But in terms of the actual, what the tax returns would say, I think it's pretty much consistent with what most knowledgeable tax people would have expected.
What options does Congress have if the president and or the Treasury Secretary do not hand over the president's tax returns?
Well, again, I think that what Congress should do is should sue Secretary Mnuchin for his failure to comply with the law, which directs him to provide the information that has been requested. That seems to me the most straightforward way and the way that is most likely to end up with a favorable decision on Congress's side.
George Yin is a law professor at the University of Virginia School of Law. George, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.